弟兄姊妹早晨，好高兴能够再次来到大家当中。记得上一次遇见大家是2014年的冬令会。我记得在那次的冬令会和大家交通到四次的血月。
Can you hear me now?
后面听不听到我呢？
Can you?
后面的弟兄姊妹听不听到？
You can, okay. Last time I met you was in the 2014 Winter Conference.
上一次和大家分享是在2014年的冬令会里面。
And lately part of you in the Vancouver WCCC.
或者近一点是在刚刚过去在温哥华的西岸特会那里。
From 2014 until now, almost 3 years are gone.
从2014到现在已经大约三年了。
Many, many things happen.
很多事情发生。
If you aware of a book written by a Jewish rabbi called Blood Moon,
大家知唔知道有一本书是一位犹太人的拉比所写的，那个书的名字是叫血月。
And the author's name is Mark Blitz.
那个作者的名是Mark Blitz.
And he wrote this book in 2014.
那他在2014年的时候写了这本书。
And he tried to show us that these four blood moon happened during those 2 years, 2014 and 2015.
咁呢位作者係嘗試用呢本書告訴我哋呢四次嘅血月發生喺2014年同埋2015年嗰陣時候。
All four on two important Jewish festival or holidays.
咁呢四次嘅血月都發生喺猶太人好重要嘅節期裏面。
First two moons fall on Jewish Passover and the Jewish Feast of Tabernacle.
咁第一次同第二次發生嘅就喺猶太人嘅逾越節同埋住棚節嗰陣時發生嘅。
And the next year, 2015, repeat again, the third blood moon on the Passover and the fourth blood moon on the Feast of Tabernacle.
同樣在2015年所發生的，同樣第三次、第四次的血月就是發生在猶太人的逾越節和住棚節的時候發生。
When he discovered that, he said, I almost fell off my chair.
當這位拉比發現這樣事情的時候，他就形容他自己差點由凳那裡跌落地下。
Because it's very unusual.
實在是很不尋常的。
And he started digging through the history, see anything happened before like that, and what happened during those 2 years.
咁佢就開始去鑽研歷史，去睇下從前當呢件事情發生嘅時候，有冇咩大事發生。
So he realized throughout 2,000 years, only few occasions that phenomenon will happen.
咁佢就發現喺過去2000年嘅時日裏面，血月不是很多时候会发生。
So if you have interest, I really recommend you go to Amazon.com to find out this book.
如果你有兴趣的话，实在是鼓励你去 Amazon.com 那里去买这本书来去看。
Yes, you will find a lot of important information in there.
你会在那里发现很多重要的资料。
We try to indicate all these signs has something to do with Jewish history.
咁佢就係形容呢啲所發生嘅記號指標都係要係指向猶太人嘅歷史。
Such as Columbus discovered new North America.
例如, 就是, 哥倫布發現, 新大陸,
that was in 1493. The 15th century.
就是15世紀.
And we all know that historical event, but very few know what's behind the story.
我們大家都曉得這個歷史的事情發生, 但我們不曉得事情發生背後的事情。
So he told us what happened during that year.
那他就告訴我們那一年所發生的什麼事情。
As a lot to do with the Jewish faith during that time.
是關乎到猶太人的命運在那段時期裡面。
So because of time, I have to pull those attention to the recent events.
因為時間的關係,我只能夠將最近所發生的事情同大家交通。
Since the four blood moon happened 2014 and 15.
自從喺2014年、2015年嗰四次嘅血月發生之後,
not only four blood moon but also two black suns.
唔只係四次嘅血月, 還有兩次嘅日食。
So that's even more unusual or happened in such a short period of time.
這六次的事情發生在這麼短的時間裡面,實在是非常不尋常的。
And those dates are falling on the Jewish festival.
而這些天文的現象發生的時期,就是在猶太人的節日裡面發生。
So based on Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, Lord has told us that these heavenly bodies not only tell us about time, like day and night, season of four seasons, things like that.
根據創世記第一章第十四節,那裡講到這些天文的星系,不單止告訴我們日、月和四季,
also has other function.
有另外一些功能的。
In that verse, the Bible says, it's a sign, tell us some message, some important things.
在那一節的聖經告訴我們,這些天上的光體是要作記號,這些記號要告訴我們一些事情。
When we drive on the highway, you pay attention to sign too.
當你駕車,駕公路的時候,你會留意那些記號。
Right? At least you have to pay attention to traffic light.
至少你要看紅綠燈。
These different color tells you something.
這些不同的顏色,是告訴你要做一些事。
Sometimes you have to stop.
有時候你要停。
Sometimes you can proceed.
有時候你可以過。
For brothers see the yellow light, most of us will accelerate.
當大部分見到黃燈的時候,你就會加速。
So you look at the sign, you receive certain kind of message behind it.
你看這些記號的時候,你就曉得這些記號背後有些意思要告訴我們。
God used these heavenly bodies as a sign to tell us some important message.
神是要用這些天上的光體來作記號,要將一些訊息告訴我們。
You remember when Jesus was born?
大家記不記得當主耶穌出世的時候?
Those wise men from the east, they saw the sun move, the star move.
當時東方的博士就見到天上的星轉移。
So they followed the star, they found Jesus.
所以他們就跟這個星走,就找到主耶穌了。
That's a good example.
就是一個很好的例子。
So according to Book of Joel in chapter 3 and in Book of Acts chapter 2,
所以根據約珥書第三章和使徒行傳第二章,
also the prophets at that time foretold us something will happen if you see the blood moon and the dark sun and the stars falling like figs blown by the wind.
先知就告訴我們,當有血月發生,當有日食發生,當星好像無花果由樹被風吹跌下來的時候所發生的時候,一些事情是將會發生。
What will happen?
會發生什麼事情呢?
The day of the Lord. is near.
就是主的日子近了。
So that was in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament.
这些预言是记载在旧约、新约都有记载的。
Either in the book of Acts or even in the book of Revelation.
无论在《使徒行传》甚至在《启示录》。
So if we pay attention to these signs, then we know God tried to tell us something important is coming.
所以我们当我们留意这些记号的时候，我们就晓得神是要将一些很重要的信息告诉给我们听。
Some people believe it, some people don't. You say, oh, this is only heavenly body natural phenomena.
有些人相信，有些人不相信，他们说这些只是天文的现象。
But let me show you a few things since these four blood moons lately.
但愿意和大家分享这四次的血月发生之后，最近所发生的事情。
Let's focus on the Jewish people first.
我们集中在犹太人的身上面。
In recent events, I think you will pay attention to Pope.
如果大家留意最近发生的时事的时候，大家会留意教皇。
Last year, March,
上年3月的时候,
he made a very important declaration.
他作了一次很重要的宣告。
No Pope ever announced this.
从来天主的教皇都没有这样作宣告的。
He said, we as Catholic Church,
他就这样说，我们天主教的教会,
we acknowledge the state of Palestine.
我们承认巴勒斯坦国。
How many of us are aware of that?
大家有没有晓得这件事情呢?
One or two.
有两位。
Okay, I think you should pay attention.
我相信大家都需要留意。
Because this statement made by a pope is very significant.
因为这一句话由教皇来宣告是非常重要的。
We all study Bible.
我们大家都读圣经。
We all know the story between God and Abraham.
我们都晓得神和亚伯拉罕的故事。
God called Abraham out from Ur of Chaldea.
神从吾尔呼召亚伯拉罕出来。
And during the course of following God's command,
当亚伯拉罕跟随神的带领的时候,
God made a covenant with Abraham and his descendants.
神就和亚伯拉罕立约，是和亚伯拉罕和他的后裔立约。
In the covenant, basically focus on two important things.
在这个约里面有两点是很重要的。
One concerning a piece of land called promised land.
第一点就是关乎到一块地，这块地就是那块应许地。
The other is concerning a son called promised son.
第二点就是关到那个儿子，那个应许的儿子。
Promised son, on one hand, you think it's related to Isaac.
这位受应许的儿子，大家相信这位就是以撒。
But if you dig deeper, you will find it's go further concerning Christ Jesus.
但如果大家仔细看的话，原来这位受应许的儿子是讲到耶稣基督。
That can be proven by the first statement in the first book of New Testament, Gospel Matthew.
我们在马太福音第一章第一节那里我们就看到。
Now, who is Jesus?
耶稣是哪一位呢?
You will see in the first verse it says, it's the son of Abraham.
耶稣就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，马太福音第一章第一节。
Yeah, some translations mention as descendants, but in the original text, it's son.
有些翻译本是用后裔，但原文是讲到儿子，耶稣是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
Jesus is the son of Abraham.
耶稣就是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
So that proves that Jesus is the promised son in the covenant of Abraham with God.
所以这证明耶稣就是亚伯拉罕的儿子，就是那个在约里面所应许的儿子。
Then this land, the promised land, is given to the descendants of Abraham.
而这个地，这块应许地，就是赐给亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So Pope He is a Bible believing Catholic.
教皇佢係一個天主教係相信聖經嘅人。
He must know this covenant is between God and the chosen people of Israel.
佢一定曉得呢一個約係神同埋被揀選嘅嗰個民族嘅一個約。
But when he declared, we as Catholic acknowledge the state of Palestine.
但係當佢去宣告去承認呢一個巴勒斯坦地嘅時候
，This is a statement against the Bible.
佢所講嘅就係同聖經係完全相反嘅。
This promised land can be divided.
呢一塊應許地係被割開一半。
Between two states,
係分開成兩個國家。
State of Israel,
第一個係以色列國。
Now he said, State of Palestine.
而家係分開第二邊係俾巴勒斯坦國。
That happened last year in March.
就係上年三月嘅時候發生嘅。
Then he came to the United States in September.
之後佢九月嘅時候嚟到美國。
He visited the Congress.
佢去到國會。
He made his first speech ever in the U.S. Congress.
咁佢喺第一次喺美國國會嗰度作咗一次嘅演講。
And then he went to New York for the United Nations.
咁佢去到紐約去聯合國嗰度。
So he joined with President Obama.
咁佢就同奧巴馬總統一齊。
Because Obama also tried to promote this idea of two states.On the same land.
因為奧巴馬總統同樣希望喺呢一塊地裏面有兩個國家。
If you study Book of Joel, chapter 3.
如果大家讀約珥書第三章。
Shall we turn to the Bible?
我哋請打開聖經。
From verse 2, you will see a statement.
是約珥書第三章第二節。
Let's read two verses, verse 1 and verse 2.
我們請大家讀一節和第二節。
Book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 1.
約珥書第三章第一節和第二節。
For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity, of Judah and Jerusalem. I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land.
約珥書第三章第一節第二節，到那日我使猶大和耶路撒冷被掳之人歸回的時候，我要聚集萬民，帶他們下到約沙法谷，在那裏施行審判，因為他們將我的百姓，就是我的產業以色列，分散在列國中，又分取我的地土。
What does it mean？
咩意思呢？
It simply means God one day will judge the nations。
意思就係神有一日要審判萬國。
Two charges.
有兩個嘅指控。
Charge number one.
指控一。
You scatter my people.
你分散我嘅百姓。
Charge number two.
第二個指控。
You parted my land.
你分取我嘅地土。
See, that's the two charges God will do one day.
呢兩樣嘅指控就係有一日神喺審判裏面要作嘅。
What was the day?
喺幾時咧？
When the Judah and they are coming back to Jerusalem.
就是当犹大和耶路撒冷被掳之人归回的时候。
So that's what God will do to do his judgment to the nations.
神就是要向万国作这些的审判。
Because according to the covenant between God and Abraham, his people supposed to dwell on the land, the promised land.
因为根据神同亚伯拉罕的约，亚伯拉罕 神嘅百姓係應該係住喺應許地裏面。
No human hand can scatter them. No human hand can divide the land.
冇人嘅手能夠分散佢哋，亦都冇人嘅手能夠分割呢一塊地。
Because this is His people. This is His land.
因為呢一班係神嘅百姓，呢一塊地係神嘅地。
So that's the important concept in the Bible.
所以呢一點係聖經裏邊好重要嘅一個題目。
But now you suddenly see Pope, suppose the person know the Bible, will say something against the principle or the covenant.
但係現今你見到呢個教皇呢位教皇應該係曉得聖經嘅，佢竟然講呢啲嘢嚟去反對聖經。
So last year, in front of the United Nations the building,
所以上年係喺聯合國嘅前面。
Usually there are members of nations, their flag will raise on the ground, yes.
喺聯合國裏面，通常聯合國裏面嘅國家係將佢哋嘅國旗喺地上面升起嘅。
So last year was the first time the nation of Palestine flag was raised.
上年就係第一次巴勒斯坦國嘅國旗被喺聯合國嗰度升起。
So that's very significant.
所以係非常之歷史性嘅。
Number two.
第二。
Last year was also the year Iran and six countries under the leadership of United States negotiate an agreement.
上年就係伊朗同埋其他六個國家係跟住美國嘅帶領，佢哋係作咗一個協議。
Concerning the atomic weapon.
係關乎到呢一個嘅核武嘅事情。
Two countries fight against it.
有兩個國家係反對。
Which two?
邊兩個國家呢？
First, of course, Israel.
第一個就係以色列。
Israel will never let the Arab country occupy the atomic weapon.
以色列係永遠都唔會容許阿拉伯嘅國家擁有核武。
So the Prime Minister Netanyahu came to the state to try to persuade U.S. Congress to veto this agreement.
所以以色列嘅總理就嚟到美國嘅國會希望去說服美國嘅議員去否決呢個協議。
He gave a very very touching speech.
佢俾一個好感人嘅演辭。
He said, "To you, United States, this agreement is a national security."
咁佢就咁樣講，對於美國嚟講，呢個協議可能係為著你國家嗰個嘅安全。
But for us, Israel, it's a national survival.
但係對於以色列嚟講，係關乎到我哋嘅生存。
He made a very strong case to ask the U.S. Congress to veto this agreement between six countries and the nation of Iran.
咁佢就好有說服力嘅，嘗試說服呢啲議員去否決呢一個同伊朗嘅協議。
Do you know the end result?
大家知唔知道個結果如何呢？
Was the veto successful?
嗰個否決成功呢？
No.
唔成功嘅。
The whole agreement passed the Congress.
呢個協議順利通過咗國會。
So you will see, Obama was the first president betray Israel.
你就見到奧巴馬係第一個美國嘅總統係去背叛咗以色列。
From 1948, the time Israel, the country of Israel was re-established on the earth.
自從1948年開始，以色列國係喺地球上面重新建立過嚟。
Every year, the Arab country will fight a case in United Nations to deny the nation of Israel.
每一年喺聯合國裏面，阿拉伯嘅國家都會動議要去否決以色列作為一個國家。
From 67, after the Six-Day War, the they raise another issue to return, they call occupy land.
1967年之後,六日戰爭之後,他們亦都去動議,要去將被佔據的地還給他們。
Only one country faithfully stand behind Israel. Every year use a veto power to veto this proposal.
只有一個國家是每一年很忠心的,是用他這個否決的權力去否決這些動議。
Do you know which country?
大家知不知道是哪一個國家呢?
United States.
就是美國。
So you will see in the covenant God lay, commit himself to Israel.
所以大家見到在神的約裡面,神是要去交託以色列的。
God told Abraham,
神是告訴阿伯拉罕,
whoever bless you, I will bless him.
有誰祝福你, 我就會祝福他。
Whoever curse you, I will curse him.
有誰咒咒你, 我就會咒咒他。
I think just based on that statement, you will see when U.S. faithfully bless the nation of Israel, this country was blessed.
所以我實在相信神的應許, 當美國 是很忠心去支持以色列的時候, 美國是得到祝福的。
But now, Obama is the first president deny Israel.
但是奧巴馬總統是第一位總統是拒絕以色列。
You will see the outcome.
你會曉得那個結果。
Okay? So that's what happened significantly to the nation of Israel after the full-blown moon.
這些就是在這四次血月之後所發生歷史性的事情。
It relates to their survivorship.
是直接關係到以色列的生存。
Now let's see the Gentile nations.
我們看看外邦人的國家。
Because last year, when you have two blood moons, but you also see two black suns.
上年我們不單止見到兩次的 血月,
according to the rabbis, they told us that moon always relate to Israel, sun always relate to Gentiles.
根據拉比的體見,月亮通常都是關係到猶太人,而日是關乎到外邦人。
So when you see this unusual phenomena,
所以大家見到這些不尋常的天然現象的時候,
What happened to Gentile?
對外邦人會發生什麼事情呢?
At least I can bring you three unusual things.
我可以跟大家提一下三件不尋常的事情。
Of course, you can find more.
當然,大家可以找到更多。
Number one.
第一,
From 2014 on,
自從2014年開始,
the whole world heard a new term.
整個世界聽到第一次聽到呢一個詞,
ISIS.
就係ISIS呢四個英文字就係伊斯蘭國。
Before 2014, nobody heard this term.
2014年之前從來冇人聽到呢個詞嘅。
Right? But now everybody is supposed heard about ISIS. Why?
但現在所有人都聽過這個詞,為什麼呢?
Because they are terrorists.
因為他們是恐怖分子。
They will wrap out a bomb and can explode anywhere on earth.
他們會穿著炸彈,在世界任何一個角落都可能會引爆。
Their spokesman publicly announced to the world.
他們代表說話的人,他是向世界這樣宣告。
They have, I think if my memory is correct, about 86 countries are the target they will attack.
他們有一個名單,這個名單裡面有86個國家是他們要攻擊的。
Why do they do that?
為什麼他們這樣做呢?
If you study Quran, then you will know.
如果大家讀可蘭經,大家就會知道了。
According to Quran,
根據可蘭經,
they have a Messiah equivalent to the biblical Messiah, but they call it Mahdi.
他們同樣有一個尼賽亞,好像聖經的尼賽亞一樣,但他們叫這個尼賽亞叫Mahdi。
Bible said Messiah will come, second coming.
聖經告訴我們, 尼賽亞會嚟會第二次嘅嚟。
In Quran, their Mahdi will come too.
喺可能經裏面，佢哋嘅 Mahdi 同樣會翻嚟。
But in Quran said, in order for Mahdi to come,
但係可能經就係咁樣講，喺Mahdi come 嚟到地上之前
，those who believe in Allah,
相信阿拉神嘅
，shall fulfill certain condition.
一定要去達到一啲嘅標準。
They have to build an Islam state.
佢哋一定要建立一個伊斯蘭國。
And then wipe out at least two kinds of people.
佢要將兩類人嚟去毀滅。
Number one,
第一
，Israel.
就係猶太人以色列。
These are the enemies.
因為佢哋係佢哋嘅敵人。
So they have to destroy.
一定要將佢哋殲滅。
The nation of Israel.
將以色列國殲滅。
Eliminate those Jewish people.
將猶太人完全嘅毀滅。
Number two.
第二類人
，Christians.
就係基督徒。
Those who believe in Jesus, they should be wiped out.
所有相信耶穌嘅人都要被毀滅。
That's the reason why you will see, since 2014, you suddenly see this Islam state called ISIS. They are so devoted to do these crazy acts globally.
所以大家見到喺2014年之後呢一班回教徒佢哋就係要好興奮嘅，要去將呢一啲人嘅去毀滅。
So the thing we see now happening around us is a religious war.
所以我哋見到喺我哋周圍所發生嘅事情係一個宗教嘅戰爭。
There is a theology behind it.
喺呢啲嘅戰爭背後有一個嘅主義，有個神學思想。
Right. So this is a very serious matter.
是一個很嚴肅的事情。
That's number one.
第一。
Number two.
第二。
You will see millions of refugees running away from North Africa and Middle East towards Europe.
你會見到很多的難民是從北非和中東來去逃難到歐洲那裡。
And still going on.
現今仍然是發生緊。
What happened in these 3 years?
就是在最近三年裡面發生的。
And the number is in 2 or 3 million.
數目是有200-300多萬。
It's huge.
是很龐大的。
Many people die in the journeys. Some drown in Mediterranean Sea.
好多喺逃難嘅過程中都係被浸死喺中東海嗰度。
But that will not deter them.
但係呢啲係唔會阻止佢哋逃難嘅。
Some die in crossing the high mountains. Starve.
有啲就係過呢啲高山嘅時候係死嘅。
It's a huge movement.
係一個好龐大嘅移動。
On the surface, it's a refugee issue.
外表嚟睇係一件難民嘅問題。
But behind the scene,
但喺背後
，degenerate into political issue, and it's a national security issue.
但係成為一個國家安全嘅問題。
You will see many nations because of this split.
你會見到好多嘅國家因為要處理呢啲難民嘅問題嘅緣故就分開兩邊。
Then you will see BRICS, right?
你會見到
BRICS.
你會見到磚頭。
You will see Trump.
你會見到Trump 呢個總統。
He is against these refugees in large amount come into the United States before they can verify their background.
佢就係反對呢一班難民。佢要佢哋一定要係仔細查閲佢哋之後自准佢哋過嚟。
But these are still surface.
但係呢啲只係表面嘅事情。
The real story, I think, is the how do I use the term? 回教化try to convert European country into Muslim country.
我實在相信背後嗰個嘅目的 就是要将欧洲的国家回教化。
Same way, North America try to Muslim try to take influence the United States and Canada.
同样回教要开始在北美美国加拿大来去增加它的影响力。
If you go to Europe today,
今天如果你去欧洲，
you will usually see a lot of cathedrals and big churches.
你会见到很多
buildings,
大教堂。
And if you study church history, you will see how Lord moved mightily in Europe over the past thousand years.
如果你是读教会的历史的时候，你会晓得主是怎样在最近那几个世纪在欧洲里面去大大去使用他们。
Many spiritual giants were raised over the church history in Europe.
很多属灵的伟人都是在欧洲那里出来的。
But today you go to Europe.
但是今天你去到欧洲。
These church buildings, most of them are attended by elderly people.
这些大教堂里面找到的都是一些很年老的人。
And big people, a big church building can hold 1,000 people, but only few hundred use that building.
那裡的大教堂能夠容納上千的人，但是會見到只是幾百個年老的人在那裡去敬拜。
The Christianity is declining in Europe.
在那裡基督教是不斷的是衰退。
Many church buildings were so empty, they sold it to Muslim, become a mosque.
很多大教堂他们因为没人去的缘故，他们就出售，就是被这些的回教徒买了来做清真寺。
This is unbelievable, but it's the fact.
实在不能够想象的，但是实在是事实。
So that's all happened lately.
这些都是最近所发生的。
Number three.
第三件事情。
United States.
美国。
Last year, June 26th.
上年六月二十六号嘅时候
，What happened？
发生咩事咧
？Landmark decision by Supreme Court
系美国最高法院作咗一个历史性嘅决定
，5 versus 4
系五票对四票胜利
，pass what？
系动议嘅
，legalize
系咩咧
？Same-sex marriage
就系同性恋婚姻系合法化。
On that evening。
在那一晚
Obama stood in front of the White House.
奧巴馬總統就在白宮前面。
That night was not White House.
那一晚再不是白宮。
It's a seven-color house.
是彩虹宮。
Any of you watch on the television Obama's speech?
大家有沒有那一晚在電視那裡看到奧巴馬的演講呢？
He stated as follows.
他就這樣說。
He said, "Today is the most glorious day of United States history."
他就咁样讲，今日系美国最荣耀嘅嗰一日。
Because of this decision.
就系因为呢个嘅决定。
He used most glorious day.
佢系用最荣耀嘅呢个词嚟形容。
I turned to my wife. I said, "Whoa! According to the book of Isaiah, if you take shame into consider its glory. Woe to you.
咁我就去同我太太咁样讲，根据以赛亚书，若果你将羞辱变成荣耀嘅话，你就有祸了。
This seven color rainbow color supposed to be a sign God set with human beings. That from now on I will no longer use flood to destroy the world.
呢七个颜色。这个的彩虹原本是神和人立约不再用洪水来去毁灭这个世界。
Now the President Obama will use this sign, this color, to symbolize the legitimize of the gay marriage.
但是我们的总统奥巴马是用这个记号来去纪念这个同性恋合法化的这件事情。
You are publicly denounced the principle of the Bible.The word of God.
你就公开的来去抵抗神的话，圣经的教导。
So from that day on until today,
所以从那一天开始直到今天,
something happened in our school.
在我们的学校里面发生了一些改变。
Our young people, when they are in school, sometimes they have to fill in their family information.
我们的年轻人他们读书的时候要填一些关于家庭状况的表回学校。
Traditionally, you would fill in your father, your mother, your address, your telephone number, so on and so forth, and your sex.
从前你都是要填你父亲的名字、母亲的名字、地址、电话和你的性别。
Straightforward, right? Very simple. Nobody will think otherwise.
好简单的一个填表。
But from last year until now, totally changed.
但是自从上年那一天直到现在完全被改变过来。
It's not father's name or mother's name.
不再后问父亲的名字、母亲的名字。
It changed.
改变了。
Parent one and parent two.
就是家长一和家长二。
Right?
是不是这样呢？
Sex, how many options?
性别有几多个选择呢？
Five.
有五个的选择。
Male, female.
男女。
Number three.
第三。
Male change to female.
是男变成女。
Number four.
第四。
Female change to male.
女变成男。
How about number five?
第五。
Undecided.
未决定。
You think it's a joke.
大家觉得可谓好好笑。
But if you think deeply.
但是你仔细去想一想。
You are teaching your kids.
你是教你的儿女。
Father, mother can be changed to parent one, parent two.
你是教到他们父亲和母亲能够变成家长一、家长二。
Your own sex.You decided. Your father, your mother cannot interfere.
你的性别你自己决定甚至你父母都不能够同你决定。
This is a public refute the principle of God's word.
这一点是公开抵挡神的话的权柄。
Marriage is not established by human being.
婚姻不是人所建立的。
Marriage is established by the creator. He created female and male.
婚姻是那位造物者所决定的成立的他做男做女。
Every living things, whether it's an animal kingdom or the plant kingdom, they are also male and female.
所有的生物无论是动物植物都是有男有女。
This is a universal principle.
是一个世界性的一个的原则，宇宙性的原则。
But we human being will say, hey, human right, we decided what is family.
但是我们人我们说是人权我们来去决定家庭是怎样。
This is a public rebellious statement to God.
这个是公开抵挡神的话。
Now your kids cannot tell whether I am a male or a female.Is to be decided later.
咁而家你嘅儿女唔再需要佢话佢哋系男仔定系女仔，佢哋能够话佢系未决定嘅。
We are enter into the stage of confusion.
我哋实在系进入呢一个混乱嘅时代。
Our moral decay to you decide.
我哋嘅道德就变成你自己可以决定。
I think at least.Today I am 70 year old. I never seen this in my life.
今天我是70岁，我在我的生命里面从来都没有见过这些事情。
This is unbelievable.
实在是不可能可以相信的。
And it's actually happening around us.
但实在是在我们周围发生着。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
We are facing a new era.
我们实在是面对一个新的时代。
Everything is no right or wrong. It's all relative.
再唔有对同埋错所有嘢都系相对嘅。
Why do I tell you all this?
点解要同大家分享呢一啲咧？
I'm trying to simply say, we come into a new surrounding around us.
我想告訴大家, 我們實在活在一個新的, 環境裡面。
This new environment is totally foreign to us.
這個環境對我們來說是完全的陌生。
There is no right or wrong.
再沒有對和錯。
There is no woman or man.
再沒有男和女。
Everything is relative.
所有東西都是相對的。
So when you try to tell someone this is right,
所以當你去告訴一些人這件事是對的時候,
that is wrong.
你這樣做的時候你就是錯了。
You will be challenged.
你會被挑戰。
So I think when the whole society enter into such a stage,
我想當整個社會進入這個階段的時候,
those who fear the Lord,
那些敬畏神的人,
who take Lord's word as standard,
那些以神的话为标准的人,
then you will be persecuted.
你会是被逼迫,
because other people don't believe it.
因为其他人不相信,
they say you are too square.
他说你是太死板,
you are so narrow-minded.
你是很狭窄思想的,
you should, you know, have a broader mindset.
你应该打开你的头脑。
But I think that's our challenge today.
但我相信这个就是我们今天的挑战。
When we confess that Jesus is the Lord,
当我们承认耶稣为主的时候,
do you have the guts to say whatever he said, I accept as the truth?
你有没有胆量去宣告主所讲的都是真理？
You will insist, even the knife is beside your neck, and say, if you still believe Jesus the Lord, I will cut off your head.
当刀是在你头隔你的时候，如果你相信主的时候，承认主的时候，我就会将你斩头，你会不会承认呢？
We thought this would happen only in the 1,000 years ago, those ancient times.
我們以為這些事情只是在古代1,000年前才會發生。
No, it's happening now.
但現今就是在發生。
ISIS, they will put a knife on your neck.
這些伊斯蘭國的人實在會將刀放在你的頸旁。
If you see on the internet or on television or magazine, you will see the famous picture. Those Coptic Christians in Egypt was challenged.
如果你在互联网或者在电视、在杂志那里见到一幅很出名的相，就是见到那一些在埃及的基督徒就是这样被去挑战。
Right, we all saw that.
我们大家都见到。
So, we are in a very dangerous time.
所以我们现今活在的实在一个很危险的世代。
Let's turn our Bible to 2 Timothy.
我们请打开圣经提摩太后书。
Let's go to chapter 3.
我们去看第三章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
提摩太后书第三章第一节。
This know also that in the last days, perilous time shall come.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
因为那时人要专顾自己。
Covetous, boaster, proud, blasphemer, disobedient to parent, unthankful, unholy.
贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，狂毒。 违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good.
无亲情，不解怨，好说财言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。
Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
賣主賣友，任意妄為，自高自大，愛宴樂，不愛神。
These are the descriptions by Paul concerning the time.
呢啲就係保羅用嚟形容末世嘅詞。
What time?
咩時候呢？
He said, last days.
就係末世。
I think these descriptions very accurately describe what happened now.
我實在相信呢啲嘅詞實在好貼切嘅形容現今所發生嘅事情。
These days we have almost everyone has smartphone, right?
呢啲日子我哋人人都有一部呢啲智能電話。
And in smartphone you will have a camera.
呢啲智能電話有相機。
And people really love take pictures.
人都好喜愛去影相。
But who are the most favorite target?
但係啲人最中意影啲咩呢？
You will see. We call selfies.
就係自拍。
Right?So everybody take pictures about himself or herself.
人都係鍾意影自己嘅。
That's a very unique phenomenon.
實在係一個好特別嘅現象。
So people really indulge themselves. They lover of themselves.
人都好愛自己，都係專注自己嘅。
And it was prophesied by Paul. He said, the last days you will see that.
呢啲就係保羅已經預言嘅，喺末世你會見到呢啲事情。
So watch out！
所以要留意。
In this kind of environment，
喺呢啲嘅環境裏面
，what can a Christian do？
作為基督徒可以作咩呢
？Because if you are not conscious of it，
因為如果你唔留意周圍所發生嘅事情
，you will be led。into a different direction.
你就會被引領到另外一個嘅方向。
You have to aware of what's going on around us.
你實在要曉得留意我哋周圍所發生嘅事情。
That's why in the first phrase, he said, "This know also."
所以喺呢度所講，你該知道。
Chinese said, "You should know."
中文就係講你該知道。
If you don't know, you will be misled.
如果你唔知道嘅話，你就會被帶到另一個方向。
We are in that stage.
我哋就係喺嗰個階段嗰度。
So we are facing a very dangerous time.
所以我哋實在面對呢一段好危險嘅日子。
And for Paul himself,
對於保羅自己嚟講
，He knew what would happen to him.
佢曉得將來會有咩事情發生喺佢身上面。
In chapter 4,
第四章,
verse 4 to 6,
第四節和第五節,
verse 4, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables.
並且掩耳不聽真道, 偏向荒謬的言語。
But watch!You in all things endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry.
你卻要凡事謹慎，忍受苦難，作傳道的功夫，盡你的職分。
Verse 6, For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand.
第六節，我現在被轎電，我離世的時候到了。
So for Paul himself, he realized, I'm going to die.
所以對於保羅嚟講，佢曉得佢將要離世。
Because that time the king was a hero.
因為嗰段時期尼禄係作王嘅。
He was a crazy man.
佢係一個唔正常嘅人。
He loves watching fire burning.
佢喜愛見到一啲嘢嚟去焚燒。
So one day he ordered his people go burn the city of Rome.
所以有一日佢就叫佢嘅民去燒咗羅馬城。
He sat in the palace.
咁佢就喺佢自己就坐喺皇宮裏
面。Watch the whole city is burning under fire.
佢見到整個嘅羅馬城係喺火裏面被焚燒。
He get excited.
佢就好興奮。
That's why I say he's a crazy man.
所以我話佢係好唔正常嘅。
After he made this such disaster.
当佢知道做错嘅时候
，He made a rumor。
咁佢就去放发放一啲谣言。
This fire was caused by Christians。
咁佢就发播呢啲谣言，就系话呢啲火系基督徒开始嘅。
So he turned the wrath of people towards Christians。
所以佢将人嘅愤怒转向基督徒身上面。
So the lie become truth。
所以呢一个嘅谎言成为咗真实。
Those Christians are under severe persecution。
呢一班嘅基督徒系被大大嘅逼迫。
And Paul facing that kind of accusation。
保罗就喺呢一度佢要面对呢一啲嘅指控。
And Peter was martyred。
同样彼得都喺呢段时间系殉道嘅。
Many Christians lost their lives。
好多嘅基督徒喺呢段时间失去咗佢嘅生命。
We study church history, you will know that。
如果你读教会历史，你就会晓得。
So Paul he knew that's what will happen to him。
所以保罗晓得佢将会面对死亡。
But he was not scared。
但系佢唔惧怕。
He tried to remind the young son, Timothy.
佢想提醒佢年轻嘅儿子提
摩太。In this time of danger.
喺呢一段危险嘅日子。
For me, I'm going to be martyred.
对于我嚟讲，我要殉道啦。
Because I know who do I believe.
因为我晓得我所信嘅是谁。
He knew he commit himself to the Lord he served.
佢曉得佢係將自己交託俾主嚟去侍奉佢嘅。
But he tried to encourage this young man.
但係佢係願意鼓勵呢一個年輕人。
Don't be afraid.
唔需要膽怯。
Stand firm.
你要站立堅定。
Be a good soldier of Christ.
要作基督嘅精兵。
That's the encouragement Paul tried to tell young man. Timothy.
保罗就系咁样鼓励提摩太呢位年轻人。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
When I breaking bread with you this morning.
今天早上同大家擘饼嘅时候。
I realize there are a lot of young people here.
我见到在座有好多嘅年轻人。
I am very encouraged by your presence.
实在被你哋嘅同在系鼓励。
I really admire you.
实在好欣赏你哋。
Many churches, young people depart.
喺好多嘅聚会里面，年轻人都离开。
But you can stay.
但系你能够仍然喺呢度聚会。
Prove Lord is doing some wonderful work in your life.
实在系证明主喺你哋嘅生命里面系作奇妙嘅工。
But today the time is easy. There is no persecution yet.
但系今日我哋嘅生活系容易嘅，我哋仲未面对逼迫。
So when you confess you are a Christian, nothing will happen to you.
今日当你承认你是基督徒你不会有什么事情在你身上发生。
Maybe a little bit.
或者有少少。
Your schoolmate will laugh at you. Oh, this time you are still superstitious.
或者你的同学会笑一笑你说你是迷信的。
How can you still believe there is God?
你怎会仍然还相信有神呢?
How can you still believe there is Jesus?
你怎会仍然相信有耶稣呢?
Is the Son of God.
相信耶稣是神的儿子呢?
You may pay a certain price on that
或者你会
testimony
跟着见证的缘故你要付少少的代价
but you won't cost your life yet
但到现在还未需要去付上你的生命
but time may change
但时间会改变
因为 for you will see from Supreme Court all the way down
但时间会改变你会见到由最高法院到最低
they change step by step.
佢係逐步逐步嘅嚟改變。
They used to lay their hand on Bible to swear, to take the job.
從前呢啲法官去上任嘅時候係將手放喺聖經裏面去宣誓嘅。
In the old days, they still have Ten Commandments in the courthouse.
從前喺法院前面係有十戒嗰塊板。
But it's all changing. Step by step.
全部都慢慢嘅、慢慢嘅改變。
So I will not be surprised one day, the whole nation become a secular nation.
所以我實在唔會驚訝，當整個美國變為一個屬世界嘅國家嘅時候。
I think in school you can talk about Quran, but you cannot have Bible study.
實在相信喺學校你可以講《可蘭經》，但係唔可以查考聖經。
Right?
係咪咧
？That's exactly what happened to our school.
在我们学校就是这样发生了。
Everything changing quickly.
所有事物都是很快的来去改变。
So Paul tried to encourage us.
所以保罗是要鼓励我们。
And today I want to share something Paul tell his son.
今天愿意跟大家分享保罗是跟他年轻的儿子的交通。
Let's turn to chapter 1.
我们请打开第一章。
I want to read verse 9.
我们一起读第九节。
We read two verses.
我们读两节的圣经。
8 and 9.
第八节和第九节。
Okay. Chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
你不要以给我们的主作见证为耻，也不要以我为主被囚为的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Why Paul say that?
为什么保罗要这样说呢?
Because at that time, to be a Christian, you will be persecuted.
因为在那时候要做基督徒就会被逼迫。
The whole society despises people believe in Jesus.
整个社会是讨厌相信耶稣的人。
The nation of Rome was the strongest nation at that time on earth.
在那时的时代，罗马的社会是世界最强的国家。
They uplift their king.
他们是高举他们的王。
They make him gods.
他将他成为神。
Caesar simply means man become God.
Caesar 这个名字的意思就是人变成神。
So every king in Roman kingdom, the king has a title of Caesar.
所以所有罗马国的王 他们都是被称为 Caesar.
They have a shrine.
他们有一个庙。
They have an idol of the emperor.
在庙里面有那个王的偶像。
They demand people worship this Caesar.
他要人民来去拜这个偶像。
That's popular in the country.
就是在那时的国家是很出名的。
That's the fashion.
就是那时要做潮流来的。
But who dare not say, He's not God, I will not worship him.
但有哪个敢来去宣告他不是神，我不去拜他呢？
Nobody.
没人。
If you try to proclaim he's not God, then you'll be killed.
如果你是要宣告他不是神，你就会被杀了。
That's the reason when Paul made this statement in verse 8.
所以保罗就是在第八节里面这样讲。
You dare to stand for the Lord.
如果你是够胆来去为主站立的时候。
Be not therefore ashamed of the God's testimony of the Lord.
你要不要为我们主作见证为耻。
Sometimes people try to hide it.
有时候人是会来去隐藏。
What a very simple term.
很简单来讲。
Lunchtime in the cafeteria.
学校吃午饭的时候。
Right? Do you pray publicly? Give thanks for the food you receive?
你会不会公开的借饭祈祷呢? 为着你的食物缘故。
That's a challenge.
是一个挑战来的。
Sometimes you say, hey, oh, I will just pray with my eyes open.
有时候你说我打开眼来去祈祷。
Don't let people know I'm praying.
不要告诉其他人我是祈祷。
Why do you do that?
为什么你会这样做呢?
Because you don't want other people laugh at you.
因为你不想其他人笑你。
You don't want to pray publicly, you know, people will say, look at this crazy guy.
你不想公开祈祷，被人说，看下这个不正常的人。
You're ashamed of the testimony of Jesus.
你就是以基督的见证为耻。
From a little thing.
就是在这些很小的事情，在人面前祈祷。
So we have to practice to confess that I am a Christian.
所以大家都要去训练，来去承认我是基督徒。
I believe God.
我相信主，我相信神。
I believe Jesus is my Savior.
我相信耶稣是我们的救主。
You are willing to take a stand.
你是愿意为主来去站立的。
That's a practice very important.
这个就是很重要的训练。
If you are faithful in this little thing,
如果你在小事上忠心，
willing to take a stand,
愿意来去为主站立，
then one day things change even tougher.
有一天，环境改变更加艰难。
You have the guts to stand there, still say,Yes, I am a Christian. Whether my head will be cut off or not, I confess I am a Christian.
你就有胆量继续嘅去承认耶稣为主甚至有刀喺你嘅颈嘅旁嘅时候，你都能够承认我系一个基督徒。
Why?
点解咧
？Verse 9,
第九节。
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works?But according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在耶稣基督里赐给我们的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
the reason we feel ashamed is because we don't know what we received.
我们以主为耻，就是因为我们不晓得我们得着的。
If you know who do you believe,
如果我们晓得我们所信的是谁，
then you will, instead of being ashamed by his name, you will feel proud.
我们就不会再以他的名为耻，我们是以他的名为荣。
You don't know who do you believe.
你不晓得我们所相信的。
That's why you try to hide it.
所以你尝试去隐藏。
So we have to know whom do I believe.
所以我们实在要晓得我们所信的是谁。
And what did he do for you?
亦都要晓得他为我们所作的。
Right? If you read the, Paul's testimony,
如果大家去看保罗的见证的时候，
in verse 12,
第十二节，
For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed,For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
第十二节，为这缘故，我又受这些苦难。然而，我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保存我所交付他的，直到那日。
You know who do you believe? That's the key.
所以你要晓得你所信的，这个就是那个钥匙。
We are not believing a doctrine.
我们不是相信一些的思想。
We are not believing a tradition.
我们不是相信一些的遗传传
统。Or I believe what my parents told me.
我们都不是相信我父母教导我们的。
Those are useless.
这些都是没用的。
Here Paul said,I know whom I believe.
在这里保罗见证，我知道我所信的是谁。
It's a person.
这个是一个人。
This person is so special.
这个人是很特别的。
It's not just a regular people.
不是普通人。
He is so unique.
他是很特别的。
Number one, he is son of God.
第一，他是神的儿子。
Number two, he saved me.
第二，他拯救我。
Number three,
第三,
he loves me.
他爱我。
I think that's the foundation of our faith.
我实在相信，这些是我们信仰的基础。
So in verse 9, he said, he saved us.
第九节，他救了我们。
Do you know he saved you?
你晓不晓得他救了我们呢?
Then you ask,Why do I need to be saved?
咁你就会问，点解我需要被拯救呢？
Saved one from what?
从边度被拯救出嚟呢？
I think unless you see your life without God is a mess.
实在相信，除非你见到冇神嘅生活系如何嘅混乱。
You have no purpose in your life. You don't know why you are here. You don't know what you live this life for. And you don't know after you die, where are you going? When I was in your age, I always think about these questions. And nobody can give me an answer. Not my teacher.
我的先生,
not my parents.
我的父母都不得,
until one day,
直,
I heard the gospel.
直至有一日, 我听到福音,
until one day, I read the Bible.
直至有一日我看圣经,
all these questions, I found the answer in the gospel, in the Bible.
这些问题, 我就在福音, 在圣经里面找到答案。
My life totally changed.
我的人生完全地被改變過來。
I used to be very blue, very depressed.
我從前是很憂愁的。
I cannot find why I'm living every day.
我不曉得為何我要一日一日這樣過日子。
My life was a mess.
我的人生實在是很混亂的。
Since I was saved,
但自從我被拯救過來,
my life is totally changed.
我的人生完全地被改變過來。
I know who am I.
我曉得我自己是哪一位。
I know why I'm here for.
我曉得為何我在這個地上。
There is a purpose in my life.
在我的生命裡面有一個目的。
I was saved.
我是被拯救過來。
There's a joy in my heart.
在我心裡面有極大的喜樂。
I think that's shared by every Christian.
相信所有的基督徒都同樣有同樣的經歷。
Every Christian, when you are puzzled without God, you find no purpose in your life. But what a joy one day you are converted, you are saved.
所有基督徒從前都是不曉得自己在地上的目的，但當你找到主耶穌的時候，你就有一個極大的喜樂在你心裡發出。
Amen?
Yes.
That's our common experience.
這些就是我們同樣分享的經歷。
And Paul tried to remind Timothy, think about this.
保羅就這樣去提醒提摩太，你去這樣思想。
This is our common experience.
這個是我們集體的經歷。
He saved us.
他拯救了我。
He gave meaning to our lives.
他將意義賜過給我們的人生。
You know who you are.
你曉得你是哪一個?
In the same time, you know who he is.
同樣你曉得他是哪一位?
He and you are bonding together.
你和他是被聯合在一起。
He loves me.
他愛我。
And I know why I am here.
我曉得為何我在這裡。
Alright, then, he comes to the second important point.
在這裡就來到第二點很重要的。
He call us with a calling, a holy calling.
他以聖召召我們。
I was saved in 1961.
我是在1961年的時候得救。
That time I was in high school.
那時我在中學。
And for 10 years.
是有10年的時間。
I always think another question. Am I called or not? No call.
我就想另一個問題，就是我是不是被召呢，還是神沒有召我呢?
That time I had a concept.
在那時我就這樣想。Only
those special Christians are called.
只有那些特別的基督徒是被召的。
Who?
那些特別的基督徒是誰呢?
Pastors.
牧師。
Elders.
長老。
They are elite.
他們是特別的。
They have a special calling.
他有特別的呼召。
That's why they are pastors or elders in the church.
所以他們在教會裡面作牧師、作長老。
Most of us,
大部分的基督徒,
include myself,
我在內,
have no call.
我是沒有被召的。
But we are saved. Thank God for that.
我們是被得救, 所以感謝主。
So we are what kind of people? They have a term called layman.
我們是什麼呢? 我們只是普通的基督徒,平信徒。
That was my first 10 years concept.
这个思想就是我投信主十年的思想。
I think that because that's most of our Christian tradition. That's how we were taught.
实在相信这些就是基督教里面的遗传，大部分的基督徒都是这样接受的。
Is that true?
但是不是真的呢?
You have to study the Word, the Bible.
我们实在要去在圣经里面看神的话。
So I hope today I will share 2 points regarding calling.
所以今天愿意在圣召里面有两点跟大家分享。
If you have my first 10 years concept, I want to convert you today.
如果你好像我头十年这样想的时候，愿意今天能够改变你们。
Let's first think about before Jesus ascended to heaven.
我们去思想一下，当主升天之前，
He made a statement to his disciples.
咁佢就向佢嘅门徒咁样嘅讲。
It was recorded in chapter 28 of Gospel Matthew.
系喺马太福音第28章嗰度被记载嘅。
If you read from verse 18 through the end of the chapter.
如果你由第十八节读到第二十节。
Jesus first claimed that the authority in heaven and on earth is given to him.
耶稣是首先宣告天上地下所有权柄都赐给我了。
So then he made a command.
之后他就作了一个命令。
Christian called that segment as a great commission.
基督徒就叫这个是大使命。
What's the commission?
这个大使命是什么呢?
Go! The first verb.
要去。
The second verb.
第二个动词。
Disciple the nation, make disciples all nations.
是使万民作我的门徒。
And then he said, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
之后他就继续吩咐，要奉父子圣灵的名，给他们施洗。
And tell them to obey whatever I
是要吩咐他们，要我们所吩咐你们的，要教训他们遵守。
Then I will be with you till the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界末了。
Right? That's the three verses.
这个就是主所讲的三节的圣经。
Most of us are very familiar with it.
大家都很熟悉。
All right? In that great commission,
在大使命里面，
what's Jesus' command?
主的吩咐是什么呢?
He asked those disciples, go, make disciples all nations.
他就是要吩咐门徒，去，要使万民作我的门徒。
Let me ask you this way, what's the calling?
我愿意问大家，那个呼召是在哪里呢?
What's the calling in this statement?
在这个吩咐里面，那个呼召在哪里呢?
Be Jesus' disciple, right?
就是要作耶稣的门徒。
When Jesus walked on the beach of Galilee, Sea of Galilee,
当主在加利利海旁的海滩行走的时候，
He met Peter.
他就遇见彼得。
What did Jesus tell Peter?
耶稣叫彼得去做什么呢?
Come and follow me.
来跟从我。
So Peter dropped his net, his boat, and follow Jesus.
所以彼得就放低他的渔网，他的船，就去跟从主。
He saw John, he made the same statement, come and follow me.
主遇见约翰，同样去这样呼召。
He entered into Matthew's office, IRS, and called him, come and follow me.
他去到马太这个税吏的时候，同样是这样呼召，来跟从我。
These people never ask, how much money you pay me per month?
这些人都没问主，你每一个月会给多少钱工资呢?
They just drop everything and follow him.
他们就很简单，放低他们所作的一切，跟从主。
So, originally you thought, oh, they are special people, that's why Jesus called them.
原本或者你想，这一班是特别的基督徒，所以他们主耶稣就呼召他们。
In one sense, yes, they are special.
一方面，对，他们是特别的。
But,
但是,
when you listen to what Jesus commanded in the last chapter of Matthew Gospel, you will see this calling is to all nations.
但是当我们仔细看, 那个大使命的内容的时候, 我们就见到耶稣是吩咐要万民去作我的门徒。
Does it include you?
万民, 你在不在内呢?
Are you included in the all nations?
你是不是在万民里面呢?
Of course.
当然。
So not only you, but also me and all of us are included in this all nations.
所以不单止你, 我, 我们所有的都在万民里面。
So you will see in Jesus' heart,
所以我们见到耶稣的心里面,
he wish everyone will follow his command.
他希望所有人都会听他的命令。
He wish everyone is willing to follow him as his disciples.
他希望所有人都跟从他,作他的门徒。
And how do you define disciples?
你怎样去在门徒里面定义呢?
Disciples is different from believers.
门徒是和信徒是有分别的。
Because believer is simply you believe there is God.
信徒就是只要你相信有神。
You believe Jesus is Son of God.
你相信耶稣是神的儿子。
You believe Jesus died on the cross, sacrificed his life, and saved us.
你相信耶稣在十字架上为我们死, 为我们牺牲。
According to the Bible, if you believe he is the Son of God and die for you, you are saved.
根据圣经, 只要你口里承认心里相信耶稣为主, 你就必得救。
Is that the whole story of our faith?
但是我们的信, 就是不是这么多内容呢?
Many people think so.
很多人都是这样相信。
You know, we believe Jesus, then we are Christian, then we are all waiting. One day we will all go to heaven.
我们就, 相信耶稣, 我们就是在这里等, 有一天我们去上天堂。
So many people were just waiting for death.
很多人就是等死。
Because after death, you will go to heaven.
因为你, 死了之后就上天堂了。
If that's it about all our faith, then this is pretty boring.
如果这个就是信所有的内容, 实在是很沉闷。
Think, why you believe Jesus so early?
你就想一下, 为什么你要这么早信耶稣呢?
What is the perfect timing to become a Christian?
信耶稣, 最佳的时刻是什么时呢?
Huh?
是什么时呢?
You are so young, you believe the Lord. You lost a lot of fun.
你这么年轻, 你就信主, 你失去了很多, 玩的机会。
Right?
是不是这样呢?
If Christianity is all about go to heaven, then the last 5 minutes will settle everything.
如果基督教就是讲上天堂, 那我们人生之前的五分钟, 我们就只需要那段时间。
Right?
是不是呢?
If you can control your life and make sure 5 minutes before I die, I believe accept Jesus.
如果你能够掌握你的人生, 就是你死之前五分钟来去信耶稣,
then we all made it.
那我们就能够达到我们的目的。
Many people have that concept.
很多人就是这样, 这样的思想。
You miss the whole point.
但是如果你这样想的时候, 你就完全, 误解了, 这个的信。
That's a lie from Satan.
这个实在是由仇敌来的一个谎言。
When Jesus says, come and follow me,
当耶稣这样讲, 来, 跟从我,
he didn't call those people on deathbed and said, come, follow me.
他不是,
you have 5 more minutes, that's it.
不是去呼召那些, 睡在病床就来死的人, 来, 你只有5分钟, 来去跟从我。
They call all young people, you come and follow me.
主是呼召所有的年轻人, 来跟从我。
I will make you fisher of men.
我要使你得人如得鱼。
Right?
是不是这样?
I will change you.
我要改变你。
He changed their name.
耶稣是将他的名字都改了。
From Simon to Peter.
由西门是改了彼得。
Many people, after they met the Lord, they have their whole name changed.
很多人, 当他们信主之后, 他们将他的名字来更改。
Because in the name, in the Hebrew name, there is a meaning, just like a Chinese name, there is always a meaning behind it.
因为在希伯来文的里面, 名字背后是有很大的意思。
When your parent give you the name, he has something expectation about your life.
当你的父母, 将名字赐给你的时候, 他是有对你一段的期望。
Right? Either very noble or very rich.
可能名字是期望你可以很高贵或者是很富有。
Right? Most of the names relate to those things.
很多名字都是跟这些有连结的。
For girls, you must be beautiful, so you have 美, all these words.
For 女士来讲，可能你的名字有些美或者丽，就是因为他们你的父母期望你将来很美丽。
But when you meet the Lord,
但当你遇见主的时候
，Lord change your name, He has a meaning for your life。
当主改变你的名字的时候，佢对你的人生就有一定的期望。
So there is a purpose in your life。
所以在你的人生里面有一个目的。
According to that purpose, there is a calling。
根据这个目的有一个呼召。
So that's why Paul tried to remind of Timothy。
所以在这里保罗是要提醒提摩太
We receive a holy calling.
我们所接受的是一个圣召
So there are, at least I gave you two verses today. One, when Jesus called his disciples.
所以今天跟大家分享了有两节的经文。第一就是耶稣去呼召他的门徒。
Gave them a great commission. Go to the nations.Make disciples.
他是要这个大使命里面是要吩咐的门徒去，要使万民作我的门徒。
What is this calling of discipleship?
这个作门徒的呼召是什么回事呢
？Simply means you acknowledge he is the master.
就是很简单的去承认他是主。
You are the apprentice. Learn from the master.
你是一个徒弟。是从这个师傅来去学习的。
You begin from the baptism.
由受浸开始。
Baptism is so important.
受浸是很重要的。
Because baptism is a union.
因为受浸是跟主有一个联合。
Who united with whom?
是哪一个跟哪一个联合呢?
You united with the master.
就是你同呢一个主呢、这个师傅嚟去联合过嚟。
According to Romans chapter 6 verse 1 through 6.
根据罗马书第六章第一至第六节。
Paul told us the secret of baptism.
保罗就将施浸嘅奥秘告诉我哋。
You united with his death.
你系同喺佢死里面联合。
That's first.
第一。
Who died?
边个死呢
？When Jesus died, you die too.
当主死嘅时候，你都同佢一齐同死。
That means my future finished.
所以我嘅将来系结束咗啦。
Then from that moment,
就系嗰一刻开始
，Jesus give you a new life.
耶稣将一个新嘅生命赐过俾你。
You united with his resurrection.
你就喺佢嘅复活上面联合。
There is a new life.
有一个新嘅生命
in you.
喺你里面。
There is a new beginning.
在你里面有一个新的开始。
You have a new name.
有一个新的名字。
You follow his direction.
你就跟随他的带领。
Your life is for his purpose.
你的人生就是为着他的目的缘故。
That is the definition of disciple.
这个就是作门徒的意思。
Jesus said, take up your cross.
耶稣吩咐我们要是背起我们的十字架。
Deny yourself daily.
要每日的舍己。
Because we used to deny him, not deny me.
因为从前我们是拒绝他，不是拒绝我们自己。
But Jesus said, you have to learn the other way around.
但是主是教导我们要完全的改变。
Deny yourself,
要去舍己来去跟从我。
So that's the definition of discipleship.
所以这样就是作门徒的意思。
That is our calling by Jesus.
这个就是耶稣向我们的呼召。
Now, in this statement,by Paul to remind Timothy.
喺呢一句保罗去提醒提摩太呢句话里面。
This call is called holy calling.
呢个呼召系叫做圣召。
What is a holy calling?
咩为之圣召呢
？Who is holy?
边一位系圣呢
？Only God is holy.
唯有神系圣洁嘅。
Only He alone is holy.
唯有神，唯有他系圣洁嘅。
Not only he is sinless,
不单止他是无罪,
but holy has more depth in that word.
圣洁在这个字里面是有更深的意思。
You know, when prophet Isaiah saw a vision in chapter 6 of book of Isaiah.
当先知以赛亚喺第六章嗰度见到一个异象嘅时候
，He said, "I saw Jehovah sat on his throne."
佢就咁样讲，我见到主系高高坐喺宝座上。
He saw seraphims cry out a loud voice.
佢见到撒拉弗咁样高声嘅宣告。
What was the crying?
嗰个呼喊系咩咧？
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And the volume was so loud.
嗰个嘅声量系好庞大嘅。
Even the temple was shaking.
甚至殿嗰个门框都系被震动过嚟。
That must be a very, very loud voice.
实在一定系好大声。
And when he heard that,
当以赛亚听到嘅时候
，What did he say?
佢点样讲咧？
He said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
佢话我有祸了。
Above shouting, "Holy, holy, holy!" He said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
喺上面有呼喊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！但系佢喺下面就咁样呼叫我有祸了。
Why?
点解咧
？He said, "My lips are unclean."
因为我嘴唇系污秽嘅。
I live with unclean people.
我系同不洁嘅民。住喺当中。
So the message is very simple.
所以呢个信息系好简单嘅。
God is holy.
神系圣洁嘅。
I am filthy.
我系不洁嘅。
Right? So that's the contrast.
呢一个就系嗰个对比。
But you know, the other places in the Old Testament, you will see when God called Israel out of Egypt.
但系喺旧约其他地方，我哋见到当神去呼召以色列从埃及出嚟嘅时候
，God made them do one unique thing。
神要佢哋作一件好特别嘅事情。
On that night，
嗰一晚
，God says you kill a lamb。
你要将羔羊要杀一只羔羊。
And then you put the blood on the door lintel。
将血系涂喺门框。
And your whole house share the lamb。
之後你成家人就分享呢一隻羊。
After the meal，
食完之後
，get out，
走。
The whole family get out from Egypt，
整家人離開，要離開埃及。
What happened that night？
嗰一晚發生咩事情咧
？Death angel will come，
就係嗰個死嘅天使嚟到。
He will slaughter all firstborn，
將所有嘢嘅頭生都係殺咗。
With one exception。
唯有
What was the exception？
嗰個嘅例外係咩咧
？Those household with the blood on the door lintel，
就係嗰間屋若果門框裏面有血嘅話
，Death angel will pass over。
嗰個嘅死嘅天使就會越過去。
Otherwise， every firstborn， either human being or animal， will be killed。
如果唔係嘅話，所有首生，無論係人或者係動物，都會被殺。
So over there you see the blood of the lamb。
所以喺嗰度我哋見到羔羊嘅血。
Is symbolize set apart。
就係象徵去分別出嚟。
So this holy， these people are holy people。
所以呢一班係一班聖潔嘅人。
Not because they are holy， they are not holy。
唔係因為佢哋係聖潔，佢哋係不潔嘅。
The reason they are spared from the curse is because the blood of the lamb。
佢哋冇被咒诅，完全係因為羔羊嘅血。
They are spared from the curse。
佢哋係冇被咒诅。
They are set apart from Egypt。
佢哋被喺埃及裏面被分別出嚟。
They depart from Egypt。Cross the Red Sea.
佢離開埃及，係過咗紅海。
That's the work of the hand of God.
呢個實在係神嘅手嘅工作。
Okay, so that's the meaning of holy people belong to God.
呢個就係神嘅聖民係屬於神嘅意思。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Here you will see, Paul try to remind Timothy.You have a holy calling.
喺呢度我哋见到保罗要去提醒提摩太，你一个圣节圣召。
God not only call us, but set us apart for Him.
神唔单止系呼召我，佢亦都系将我哋分别出嚟。
We don't belong to this dark world.
我哋唔属于呢个黑暗嘅世代。
We don't belong to this crazy world.
我哋唔属于呢一个系疯癫嘅世代。
We belong to Him.
我哋系属于主嘅。
That is our basis of our faith to him.
这个就是我们信心的基础。
We serve him.
我们是服侍主的。
We don't belong to this world. We don't serve Pharaoh anymore.
我们不属于这个世界，亦都不再服侍法老。
So this morning,
所以今天早上,
I share what's going on around us.
同大家分享到我们周围所发生的事情。
The whole world is in perplexed condition.
这个世界是陷在一个很混乱的世界里面。
Even Christians are so confused.
甚至基督徒都是很迷糊。
Let me share another thing about what happened to the church.
愿意和大家分享另外一件发生在教会的事情。
You know, these recent 4 years, there's a new church coming out.
在最近四年，有一个新的教会被建立。
I should say, quote and unquote church.
是教会。
How?
所谓的教会。
Right, that's better. How many of you heard the term Church of Atheists?
有没有听过无神论的教会这个名词呢?
How many of you have heard?
有没有人听过呢?
One.
有一位，有两位。
两, two. The rest has no clue. Huh?
其他是不是完全没听过呢?
This is a new trend.
是一个新的潮流来的。
Start from British, England.
是由英国伦敦开始。
But make big fast growth. In United States.
但是来到美国的时候就很快的增长。
Very popular now.
是很出名。
They have church planting mission.
他们有教会开荒的事工。
So the reporter will visit these pastor.
这些记者就会去访问这些所谓的牧师。
So the reporter asks.
这些记者就问。
If you are atheist,
如果你是无神论的,
why bother to have a church?
为什么你要有教会呢?
Yes, what is the answer?
你猜一下这些所谓牧师的答案是什么呢?
Because we all know church, what is church? Church are the believers of God.
因为大家都晓得, 教会就是信主的人。
If you know more about Bible, church is the body of Christ, right?
如果你读圣经的就晓得, 教会就是基督的身体。
No, you confess there's no God. We are all atheists. Then why bother to have a church?
那你现在宣告我们都是不相信有神的，我们不相信耶稣的。 那为什么还要有教会呢?
The answer is,
他们的回答,
we love church.
那他们就说，我们喜爱教会的。
Sunday we call coming together.
星期日我们一起来聚集。
We can have a good speech.
我们有一个好的演讲。
We can sing beautiful songs.
我们唱好动听的音乐。
We can coming together have a good meal.
我们可以一同享受,
we can have
午餐。
We can have fellowship.
我们能够互相的去联络,
so
交通。
Every Sunday we have a good time.
所以每个星期日, 我们都有享受过一日的时间。
We'll keep it.
我们会持续这些。
Except one thing.
但唯有一件事情,
that should be removed.
有一件事情要将它挪开的。
Guess what is that?
是哪件事情呢?
God.
就是神。
God is not necessary.
神, 我们不需要神的。
See, that's how they think.
他们就是这样想。
We don't need God.
我们不需要神。
We can keep everything else.
我们能够去拿其他东西。
So, put a very simple term.
所以很简单来讲,
we want all the blessings of God.
我们想得到神所有的祝福。
We don't need the blessings giver. Right?
但我们不需要祝福的神。
That's how people think.
这些就是现今世代人的思想。
And they make a survey.
他们就做一个调查。
Who are these pastors?
这些所谓的牧师是什么人呢?
They found out 80% of them.
他们就发现八成的这些所谓的牧师。
They were the pastor of the big denomination churches.
从前在大公会的教会里面是作牧师的。
In other words,
换句话来说,
they all used to be graduates from seminary.
从前他们神学生毕业的。
They all have degrees.
他们都有学位。
They all confess they are Christians.
他们都承认他们是基督徒。
They even become big pastors.
他们甚至成为这些工会的牧师。
And then now say it. We don't believe God anymore.
但是他们现今就这样说, well, 我们不再相信神。
God is not necessary.
我们不再需要神。 在我们生命里面。
And that become a very popular trend in the United States.
这个就成为在美国里面一个很流行的一个潮流。
If you study the prophecy in the Bible concerning the end, the day of, before the Lord's coming,
如果你读圣经,是讲到主来之前,末世里面的预言的时候,
in the second Thessalonian,
在帖撒罗尼加后书,
Paul said,
你就见到保罗这样讲,
before Lord's second coming,
在主再来之前,
you will see apostasy,
你会见到,
Chinese Bible translate as, 离道反教,
圣经中文圣经讲到是离道反教的人。
The English Bible simply translates as apostasy.
英文就被翻译为是背道的。
Simply means all these people used to believe Bible.
意思就是这一班人从前都是相信圣经的。
But now they give it up.
但是他们现在放弃了。They
don't believe Bible anymore.
他们不再相信圣经。
And that's what you see now.
你就见到这些就是现今世代所发生的
become a big trend
是一个很大的一个潮流
so brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹
we have to know what's the time we are in now
我们实在要认识我们现在所居住的日子
if you don't pay attention
如果你不留意不警醒
you will suddenly realize you are out of date
你会突然
You are not in the mainstream anymore.
你会发现你是过时了，你不再是在那个潮流里面。
Your faith will be marginalized.
你的信是会被
marginalized, 边缘化。
会被变化，被转变过嚟。
You suddenly feel you are alone.
你会发现你是 孤独的。
You are strange animals.
你会变成一个很奇特的
You become a joke.
你变成一个笑话
Unless you know who do you believe.
除非你晓得你所信的是谁
Unless you know you really know your calling.
除非你晓得你的呼召
If you know your calling, then you will stand firm.
如果你晓得你的呼召 就能够站立得稳。
If you study this book of 2 Timothy,
当你看提摩太后书的时候,
you will find God, Paul tried to remind Timothy, because you have this calling,
你会见到保罗要提醒提摩太, 因为你有这个,
you will be soldiers of Christ,
你要成为基督的精兵,
you will be workers of God,
你会成为神的工人
You will be vessels of honorable vessel
你要成为贵重的器皿
Otherwise, we will lose our direction
若果不是这样的时候,我们就会失去方向
You will not find any meaning to be a Christian
你会发现作为基督徒再没什么意义
But we should know we have a very, very meaningful life, meaningful calling.
但我们实在要晓得,我们实在有一个很有意义的生命,有一个很有意义的呼召。
We should be able to stand firm and fight this battle.
我们实在是要站立得稳,去打这个仗。
Paul, he knew his battle is over.
保罗晓得,他的仗打完了。
He will be martyred very soon.
他很快就要殉道了。
He has no regret.
他没有任何的后悔。
He knew there is a crown waiting for him.
他晓得有公义冠冕是为他存留。
He has no regret whatsoever.
他完全没有任何的后悔。
But for younger generation, they may regret.
但是对年轻人来讲, 他们可能会后悔。
They may lose hope.
他们可能会失去了盼望。
They may discourage.
他们可能是被觉得沮丧。
Unless You know your salvation, you know your calling.
除非你曉得你嘅救恩，除非你曉得你嘅呼召。
So this morning I'd like to leave this book to you.
所以今天早上將呢一本書同大家交通。
God used Paul to encourage Timothy.
神係用保羅嚟去鼓勵提摩太。
In the same token,
同樣
God used his word to encourage all of us.
神係用佢自己嘅話嚟去鼓勵我哋每一個。
Because we are enter into the age of confusion.
因為我哋係進入呢一個混亂嘅時代。
Challenge our faith.
呢一個時代要去挑戰我哋嘅信心。
Challenge our calling.
要去挑戰我哋嘅呼召。
Our faith.
我哋嘅信心。
Is in fire.
就係被火嚟去挑戰。
Is in test.
係被去訓練。
That will tell whether our faith is true or not.
呢個火嚟去證明我哋呢個信係咪真。
Let's pray.
我哋請祈禱。
Lord, we come humbly before you.
主，我哋謙卑嘅嚟到你嘅面前。
We know our faith is weak.
我哋曉得我哋嘅信係軟弱嘅。
Sometimes we feel shame to make a testimony for you.
有時我哋作見證嘅時候以你為恥。
Please forgive us.
請原諒我哋。
Now we are facing a changing time.
我哋而家面對嘅係一個改變嘅時代。
Everything seems upside down.
所有嘢都係轉變過嚟。
Shame become glory.
羞恥嘅成為榮耀嘅。
Right become wrong.
對嘅變成錯。
We are so confused.
我哋係覺得係好迷糊。
Lord,
主
，help us.
幫助我哋。
We want to rededicate our life to you.
我哋將再一次將我哋嘅生命去交託俾你手中。
You will strengthen our weak faith.
求你堅固我哋軟弱嘅信心。
Open our eyes.
打開我哋嘅眼睛。
So that we will see who you are.
使我哋看見你係邊一位。
We know to whom we believe.
使我哋曉得我哋所信嘅是誰。
So we can commit our life, our work, our whole being into your hand.
使我哋將我哋嘅一生、我哋嘅工作、我哋整個人係交託喺你嘅手中。
When you are in the center of our lives.
當你成為我哋人生裡面嘅中心嘅時候。
Then we can face the battle.
我哋能夠面對呢一個嘅爭戰。
We are able to fight a good fight.
我哋就能夠打呢個美好嘅仗。
Otherwise, we will be swallowed by the enemy.
若果唔係咁樣，我哋就被呢個仇敵嚟去打垮。
Lord, deliver us from the evil one.
主，求你將我哋從魔鬼嗰度拯救出嚟。
Keep us from temptation.
保守我哋唔好面對試探。
So that we will be not ashamed of who you are.
使我哋唔以你為恥。
Lord, we just pray for one another.
主，我哋實在為我哋當中所有人都祈禱。
The time is dangerous.
現今末世嘅日子實在係危險。
But you are faithful.
但係你係可信嘅。
When we laid hold of you.
當我哋找緊你嘅時候。
You will laid hold of us too.
你同樣會找緊我哋。
May your name be glorified in us.
願你嘅名喺我哋當中被高舉。
May your church stand firm in this time of trouble.
願你嘅教會喺混亂嘅時代能夠站立得穩。
Use your holy word.
用你嘅聖潔嘅話。
To build our faith now.
嚟去建立我哋嘅信心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈禱係奉耶穌嘅名求。
Amen.
阿門。
Thank you.